tuned for Building Knowledge with Building and Realty Institute host Jeff Hanley. Mr. Hanley is the Associate Director of BRI, and every Friday morning at 11:30, you'll have the opportunity of learning to build your knowledge about planning, insurance, environmental regulations, and everything you need to know on the local level to build your knowledge. Here now is Jeff Hanley.
Good morning, and a happy Friday to all. Welcome to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio show of the Building and Realty Institute, which is also known as the BRI, as well as the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, Associate Executive Director of the BRI, and your program host. We thank you for joining us this morning on WVOX 1460 AM, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. We are coming to you live. For first-time listeners, we will explain what the Building and Realty Institute is. Our association is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. BRI is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. We are truly a statewide business organization. Those members are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industries. The BRI represents our members and the building, realty, and construction sectors on a 24/7 basis. If you or your business are involved in the building, realty, or construction industries, we are most definitely the membership organization for you and for your business. And throughout 2020, we are marking the 74th anniversary of our formation, a fact we are definitely most happy to acknowledge. As I mentioned, we are live. If you have any questions on the content of this morning's program, please feel free to call us at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Our program this morning will examine cybersecurity precautions businesses should take while employees work remotely during the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Our guests are Christian Emmons, IT Senior Sales Executive of Aegis IT Solutions, and Ilya Rubinstein, President of Aegis IT Solutions. Christian and Ilya, welcome back to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. How are you both this morning?
Doing okay, Jeff. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having us again, and hoping everyone is staying safe and healthy through this unprecedented time.
Thanks to both of you for joining us. It's nice to have you back. Can you guys give us a brief overview of Aegis IT Solutions and the services that it provides?
Sure, Jeff. So, yeah, definitely. We are a cybersecurity company helping all types of companies nationwide, shielding their critical assets from various cyber threats, in addition to ensuring compliance throughout the vast and complex cybersecurity landscape.
Okay, what are the best ways to reach Aegis?
Sure. So you can reach us directly at 551-299-2001. My extension is 1003. You can also reach me at cammons@aegisitsolutions.net. And also I'll plug it at the end as well, but for the services that we are going to be helping out different companies with through this crisis, we have a dedicated email address at SEC, so that's Sam Echo Charlie Help at AegisITSolutions.net, and that's AegisITSolutions.net.
Thanks, Christian. Nice summary. Okay, we'll get right into it. We do have a lot of material to cover this morning. Aegis is stressing, as businesses in our region during the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic have employees working remotely. Your company is stressing that cyber attacks are on the rise. Your company has been tracking how hackers exploit employees and company networks as they shift to working from home or remote locations. And it's also important to note that you guys are emphasizing that small to mid-sized businesses are the ones most affected by this negative trend. Accordingly, Aegis IT Solutions is offering free, I repeat, free of charge, a series of services to businesses. For companies with less than 50 employees and systems and in one location, Aegis IT Solutions will offer a series of guidelines, okay? Ilya, why don't you start us off on those guidelines and those services?
Sure. So one of the challenges during this crisis is a lot of companies that really had no provisions prior for remote work are now finding themselves where people are forced to work remotely. So one of the items we will provide is a remote access policy that would outline some key items that employees should follow in order to ensure that both their personal data and their company data and their clients' data remain safe and secure while they're working from outside of the office. The policy is a standard policy. We will customize it for the requestee, and that policy does comply with all the state and federal regulations, both for New York State and from the federal perspective.
Okay. All right. Now, you guys have a remote access setup and business continuity plan. Why don't we touch on that?
So what we will do is we will take a look at how people are set up to access their systems. There are a lot of different venues to do it, whether it's VPN or TeamViewer or LogMeIn, or remote desktop access. We will take a look at how it is set up. We will work with the designated IT person to ensure that it is set up properly and securely. And then we will also take a look at your business continuity plan to make sure that, for example, if your office loses power or internet, can you still use your services in the office and online? How fast can you get spun up, whether it's in the cloud or in the office? Can you get people on certain time? Do you have sufficient bandwidth for remote access? We have seen time and time again where a company is paying, for example, for a gigabit internet connection, but the devices they have can only handle maybe 100 megabits of traffic. And then if you add remote access to it, that bandwidth shrinks. Additionally, we'll take a look at do you have enough licenses for whatever medium you're using? A lot of vendors are providing deep discounts in this time of crisis. We will help guide the company to choose the right vendor and to get that discount. Again, we're doing this free of charge. We are not making any money on the front end, on the back end. This is our way to help.
That's great. That's very, very commendable that your company is doing this free of charge during this crisis. So compliments to Aegis IT Solutions on that. Did we want to touch on the vulnerability scans that your company offers to businesses?
Yeah, sure, Jeff. Thanks so much. First, I wanted to touch on another service we're combining with what Ilya just spoke to, and that's really running a dark web scan on any company's primary email domain.
Okay.
So the dark web is basically where these criminals take information, personal information, and transfer that to each other to do damage to different companies. So we'll basically scan and identify which employees' credentials have been compromised. And this is important because a majority of these COVID-19-based attacks that we're seeing are scams in addition to phishing and spam emails. And, for example, some common email subject lines for these attacks or phishing emails we're seeing are something like Corona is spinning out of control, or feeling helpless against Corona, or military source exposes the shocking truth about coronavirus. So these are all examples of what we're seeing out there right now, unfortunately, and employees can and will be taken advantage. What are the also the techniques attackers are using? You know, what are we seeing and what's important for listeners and employees at companies to know while they're working from home? Well, one is impersonation. So these attackers are impersonating trusted entities like the CDC, Center for Disease Control, health task forces, or public health agencies, which increases the likelihood that recipients will engage with their email. And within the impersonation, there's two forms, right? One is compromised and spoofed accounts, which is why we're doing this dark web scan. So, for example, we've seen compromised accounts from at least two companies used to launch attacks on unsuspecting businesses. So these are very dangerous attacks because they appear more legitimate, and depending on the kind of account compromised, can lend air of authority to messages they're including, which can make it more likely for the recipients, aka employees, to engage with these emails. And the other form we're seeing it in is spoofed accounts. So many attackers are registering legitimate-looking domains or spoofing email display names to trick the users into engaging with their emails. Additionally, I think it's important to know what the attackers are trying to accomplish with these techniques. And there's a couple, there's many, but I'll just highlight three. So one is credential theft, which again is why we think it's important to run a dark web scan, and we can do this quickly and efficiently to help many different businesses. So the credential theft, right, it's basically to steal the employee's credentials. A quick example would be, you know, there's a link included in a landing page designed to look like Office 365, a login page, right? Everyone, that's something everyone uses and can relate to. And basically that hopes and creates panic for distracted employees enter their credentials before they realize the page is fake, they get their credentials. The scams, what you're seeing a lot of, I mentioned, especially with this COVID-19, you know, they're using fake news of a secret vaccine or maybe other protection from COVID-19 in an attempt to engage with recipients and likely scam them for a financial loss. Last piece, also critical, is malware. There's all different types, but this is basically where they're attacking users with malicious links within these emails to deploy malware on users' computers. The links may look unsuspicious within the email, but the actual URL being linked to is different from the URL printed in the email. So people, employees working from home should be on the lookout because attackers are even registering official-looking URLs like from the cdc.gov.org. to help with these attacks as well. So to wrap it all up, with this scan of the dark web on your company's domain, we'll help you understand what your employees are at greatest risk or their credentials are already compromised, to then give you an action plan to reduce them being exploited through these social engineering attacks.
Christian, during this time, would you guys advise employees not to open a majority of emails they do not recognize? Is that a good practice?
Yeah, definitely.
We would advise.
Go ahead, Elliot.
So we advise, as a matter of best practice, if you do not know where the email is coming from, do not open it. If it purports to be from a person that you know, call that person and ask them, did you just send me an email stating this in a subject line? Right. If they affirm it, then yes, go ahead and open it. One of the issues we're seeing a lot of, especially in the last couple of days with Congress and the Senate passing the stimulus package, is emails from companies purporting to assist businesses with the SMB loans, with the Section 7A loans, and end up getting businesses' personal information and causing a lot more havoc. or seeing emails saying, hey, can you send X amount of dollars, or can you give me the username and password for the bank account because I forgot it, or I don't have access to my work computer to get it. Always follow up with a phone call and just confirm. Yes, it would add a little bit more to your workflow, but it can wreak havoc if it's not followed.
Good advice. No question about it. 2 days ago, the BRI received this type of email, and I knew right off the bat it wasn't legitimate. I was on hold for about an hour, okay? I called the company that the hackers were trying to emulate, and it was confirmed it was definitely a scam type of email. So I like that phone call advice, Leah. And I guess both you and Christian are going to agree, be extra, extra cautious. Don't open up emails you're not totally familiar with.
Yeah, Jeff, and I would just add to Ilya's point, and to bring it back to what we're all dealing with as we're moving with an abundance of caution as a country, as employees and businesses, we need to do that as well and have a security first mindset. And if it's too good to be true, then it is, and just move with an abundance of caution through your daily workflow.
You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio program of the Building and Realty Institute. We're coming to you live this morning on WVOX 1460 AM and worldwide on WVOX.com. I am Jeff Hanley, the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute and your program host. We thank you for joining us this morning. This morning we are examining cybersecurity precautions that businesses should take while employees are working remotely during the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Our guests are Christian Emmons, IT Senior Sales Executive of Aegis IT Solutions, and Ilya Rubinstein, President of Aegis IT Solutions. As I mentioned, we are live. If you'd like to phone in with questions, we are at 914-636-0110. That number again is 914-636-0110. We would love to hear from you. It's 11:50 a.m. We have about 10 minutes left, so I guess we can move on, guys, to the vulnerability scans that we were going to cover.
Sure. So once we run the dark web scan, we'll run a vulnerability scan on your company website, as well as your company firewalls and remote access appliances that you are using, to ensure that everything is up to date and everything is patched up. We see time and time again where a company is using dated devices that have not been patched, that have no vulnerabilities, that they did not have the funds or did not have the priority to take care of because it was deemed unimportant. Well, now it is. Once we run all this scanning and all this testing, we will provide clients with a report outlining and prioritizing items that need to be addressed, and then provide them with the next step they should follow and follow up on with their current IT provider. One of the items we've also ran into with a lot of companies that are not prepared is that they do not have company laptops, and they're asking people to use their home systems to connect to a work environment. This is very dangerous because I know, for example, I have a home computer that my kids play with. I have no idea what's on it. Mm-hmm. It's completely on a separate segmented network. And, you know, I clean it up daily. But then again, you have this situation with a lot of people. What we've actually done is we've secured an extended line of credit with Bell. So what we can do is we can help companies by providing them with laptops for their employees that they won't have to pay for the first 90 days at least. We'll do this on case-by-case basis. We'll work out the financials with you. We understand it's a tough time for everybody. We want to make sure that you guys are protected and we want to make sure that everybody comes through this as well as they can.
Okay. Now, what happens for businesses who have more than 50 employees or more than one location? EGIS can help them as well, correct?
Of course we can. We find that the reason why differentiated like this is because these guys have more complex systems, more complex setups. We will work with them to understand where their challenges are. We will work with them, for example, do they have a backup for their IT person? We're dealing with a pandemic. We will work with their continuity planning. And the same as a smaller business, it's more complicated. There are more items involved. So we can definitely provide an initial free consultation and then go from there. We're here to help. We'll review everything on a case-by-case basis, and we'll work with you guys to make sure that you can function as safely and securely as possible in this time.
Okay. Do you guys have any additional tips for workers about working from home and their individual remote workstations? Are there any other basic things that workers should keep in mind while working remotely?
Yeah. So one of the things is, like Christian mentioned, security mindset, and be aware of what is coming in. Make sure that your antivirus, anti-malware, and whatever other security solutions you have implemented are up to date and working optimally. Make sure that you know who your cybersecurity contact is as a company. So in other words, if you feel like your system has been compromised or your account has been compromised, for example, you've been locked out of your remote desktop or you've been locked out of your Office 365 account, make sure you know exactly who to call and make sure that you know who that person's backup is.
Okay. Good tips.
Yep. Yeah, one last tip, and I think everyone can relate, and what we're seeing is that security mindset, Jeff, and being cyber aware. So all these attacks are coming unabated, you know, so it's fear, urgency, and engagement by the employee to take advantage of them. So as we said before, you know, if you do get something, pause before taking action when receiving these emails, you know, that are appealing and offering breaking news or coronavirus related types of information. So be vigilant for any of these requests. And as Ilya mentioned, you know, if you see something from someone, call them, pick up the phone to make sure, because the technology and the tools are great. The reality is the hackers will circumvent some of these controls, and it comes down to the employee. So just that security mindset and being cyber vigilant in these times.
Here's a question for you guys. More and more businesses are utilizing online meetings and online webinars during this crisis, sites such as Zoom, okay? Do those businesses need to be careful while utilizing those services?
Absolutely. You make sure that your meeting rooms are secured by a password, because people can go in and they can just type in a meeting combination. They can dial into your meeting and they can get inside information of what your company is doing. You can reveal information that they can use to do various nefarious acts, like get your account information, for example. Make sure that everybody's on the same page. Make sure that you contact your vendor, whether it's Zoom or anyone else. They will provide a lot of guidance to you on how to do these types of meetings securely. Same goes for GoToMeeting and any other vendor of such services.
Okay. Absolutely good advice, because as you both know and as most of us know, more and more businesses are conducting online meetings and online webinars during this crisis situation. Christian, we have about 3 minutes remaining, maybe even two now that I look at the clock. What is the best way for businesses to reach Aegis IT Solutions to take advantage of these free services during the pandemic crisis?
Sure, Jeff. Yeah. So again, the best way, we set up a designated email address, which is SEC, help. So that's Sam, Edward, Charlie, help at aegisitsolutions.net. That's aegisitsolutions.net. But also feel free to call us at 551-299-2001. My extension is 1003. Or as I said, I'm on LinkedIn. We can be reached very easily. And the last thing I'll mention is we are prioritizing requests from healthcare companies, obviously, to help them as they're on the front lines. But we are available to help and have conversations in this critical time.
Okay. Great, great summary from Christian Ammons, IT Senior Sales Executive of Aegis IT Solutions, and Ilya Rubinstein, President of Aegis IT Solutions, on guidelines for working remotely. I mean, just an excellent summary. And again, kudos to you guys and your company for offering these free services during this crisis. It really, really is to be commended. Christian, one more time, if we could mention a quick number.
Sure. It's going to be 551-299-2001. My extension is 1003. Or the email address, sechelp@aegisitsolutions.net. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to you both. Thanks, listeners. Join us next week, 11:30, for another version of Building Knowledge. Have a great weekend, everyone, and stay safe.